Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. We thank God as we in the month of August, Inyanga le, which was set aside for women in South Africa. Namhlanje, I would like to appreciate women, whether single or married, young or old, barren or fertile, even those who are divorced. You are all appreciated for all the good work enena yenza. Noma ngabe umsebenzi obumncane kangakanani, but today I would like to appreciate you. Nalaba bawenzile in secret ngoba kukhona abantu abenza izinto ezinhle ezingaziwa but uNkulunkulu ezazi manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi we appreciate you uNkulunkulu uyakuappreciate umsebenzi owenzayo nobunzima omekubo kodwa okhona ukuma manje ekseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sizwa nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuma Galatians 9:6-9 lithi let us not become weary in doing good for at the proper time we will reap harvest if we do not give up. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni mama never ever give up to pray for your children. Never ever give up to pray for your marriage. Never ever give up to pray kwizinto ohlangabezana nazo. I'm the product yomkhuleko. You know when we grew up bengomntana nje ongalaleli hayi kabi kodwa ke ukungalaleli ngendlela yokuthi bengifuna ukwenza le yami umzali yena efuna ukwenza ukuthi ngenze le hayi kabi. But ngithanda ukuthi my mother never gave up to pray for me. My mother would pray for me until I came to my senses. Say, yazi adolescence ukuthi into enjani. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ke ngibonile umkhuleko uyasebenza. Ayikho into ehlula umkhuleko. Umoya engcwele uyamfikela umuntu. Ngeke ngakhuluma ngetestimony yami yase boarding school ukuthi mina ngathintwa eboarding school ACM. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngisho nawe a woman who is barren who never bore any child kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kuwe lapha kumahubo 113 kuverse 9 lithi God settles a barren woman at her home as joyful as the mother of many children. Uyabona uNkulunkulu uthi nalongena abantwana kodwa umenza ukuthi abe nenjabulo ekhayeni lakhe njengomama onabantwana abayinkulungwane. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi nalabo abangasathanda emshadweni ngoba kuyafika ukuthi leli wine liphele emshadweni but ngithanda ukuthi kuwe ekuseni kwanamhlanje bambelela i-divorce court it's not a solution imalapho until uNkulunkulu azibonakalisa manje uma singabheka wena uthathe for instance uLeah eBhayibheleni the sister to Rachel siyathola ukuthi uLeah wayengasifavorite yomyeni wakhe and uRachel eyifavorite kodwa ultimately uma sibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu sithola ukuthi uLeah uyena namhlanje lapha eHebron uthola ukuthi manje uyena owangcwatshwa together nomyeni wakhe akhona amathuna abo lapha eHebron and at the same time uyena uLeah owazala uJuda oyena okwijonoloji yokuzala kukaJesu Kristu engathandwa enjalo but masibheka uRachel ebethandwa kukhona ithuna lakhe lapha eBethlehem khumbula 1993 is the first time umuntu eIsrael sakhona ukulibona manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngizothi I've come to appreciate you women maybe on behalf of God ngoba I'm the messenger of the Holy Spirit manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukubonga even women in South Africa lapho who stood nge boldness benza into efanelekile eyenza ukuthi namhlanje sibe ngomama abakhululekile omama aba thina abakhule ngesikhathi seapartheid siyayazi incindezelo yomuntu wesifazana ngesikhathi seapartheid ukuthi bongamelanga ube umama onendlu ngani ngoba mawu ushonela umyeni kwakufanele ukuthi uye kwamuhle bayokhethisa isigqoko sasibo sasizwa lokho but ke manje ngenxa kumama okuma abamama base South Africa sithola ukuthi namhlanje ukhululekile namhlanje siyakwazi ukuba nezimoto zethu na kudala ubungeke umama bekuscarce nje umuntu wesifazane abe nento yakhe abe nebusiness lakhe manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikuyilenyanga kaAugust ngithanda ukuthi siappreciate bonke abomama ngegama lika Jesu Christo wase Nazareth manje uma ngithanda ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje I would like to say eBhayibhelini again I would like to appreciate Queen Vashti in the book of Esther a woman who set a pattern for everyone in that generation, even now. I know most of the time, she rebelled against the husband. But, uma wibheke indaba yakhe, sithola ukuthi wenza into emangazayo. Ngoba, umyeni wakhe, njengoba sisazofunda, the book of Lento Esther, lapha ku chapter 1. Ku verse 9 wakhona, ukuya enzansi lithi, Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the seventh day, when King Xerxes was in high spirit from wine, he commanded the seven eunuchs who served him, Mehani Pizabayobala Ngamakama, then lapha bese ku verse 11 lithi to bring before him o Queen Vashti wearing her royal crown in order to display her beauty on the people and the nobles for she was lovely to look at but when the attendants delivered the king's command Queen Vashti refused to come then the king became furious and burned with anger now lithi ku verse 13 since it was customary for the king to consult experts in the matters of the law and justice. He spoke with the wise men who understood the times and were closest to the king. Bayababala nabo ngamagama. Manje uma sibheka le ndaba ka Queen Esther, sithola ukuthi bangcwele laba bantu bebedakiwe. Uphuzile lo myeni wakhe. Uthumela amadoda ukuthi ayolanda uQueen Esther uVashti makayomlanda uQueen Vashti babephi abomama ababe no abasarounda uQueen Vashti ekubone kudingeka ukuthi kube yibona abamlethayo and at the same time uma sibheka bangcwele ukuthi abadoda edakiwe wena ungumama eQueen uyo dancela amakhomana people who are under you kufanele ukuthi ubadensele ubonise ubuhle bakho ngani ngoba ubheke le crown abakunikeze yona a real crown manje siyayibona into efana naleyo ukuthi u Queen Vashti wamela i abused ukuthi I'm not going to go and dance for the commoner as a queen ngifake my royal crown How can a queen bangcwele adensele amadoda adakiwe? Manje sometimes siyayisibona ngazuthi lana warebela against umthetho kamyeni wakhe. She never rebelled, but she stood for the truth. Ngoba namhlanje bangcwele kukhona izinto ezenziwayo in the family zenziwe abantu abasilisa kithi. Singakwazi ukuthi no. Yena ukwazile ukuthi no. Ukuthi i-royal crown ikhona or ayikho. Wathi no. Angeke ngithi ngiyikhwini. Ngiyophosa phambi kwabantu abangamakhomona. And at the same time, phambi kwamadoda. Dadakiwe manje izinto abangcwele engithe ekseni kwanamhlanje we appreciate such women abakwazi ukuthi no uma into ihambelana ne conscience yakhe ukuthi it is wrong ekseni kwanamhlanje siyathola sekhondla ukuthi lamadoda they were drunk they were not in the right state of mind Moreover, surrounded by the delegates who were drunk too. Manje sibona ukuthi bangcwele. Sibonga bomama abafana nalabo abakwazi ukuthi uma beyibona into ukuthi crown or no crown anginamsebenzi nokuthi manje ngiyo expose umzimba wami phangwabantu. Manje izinto ezifunekayo namhlanje izinto eziliswayo namhlanje ukuthi manje siyabona ukuthi abuse ningaka kanani manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni ngempela ku right for a wife to submit to the husband. But on the contrary, nezwi likaNkulunkulu lesho laphayana ku First Peter chapter 3 ku verse 7, it a husband has to be considered as he live with a wife and treat with respect. Therefore, Vashti, umyeni kaVashti, ebengamtreating and respecting ngale ndlela yenzayo. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, siyabona ukuthi the very husband was acting impulsively ngani ngoba he was influenced by the wine. Instead, angithi bekufanele ukuthi yinto abaye bayikhuluma bebodwa ukuthi manje nkosikazi sinalo mcimbi ngicela ukuthi ngelanga elithile ukuvele uzobonisa mhlawumbe uzofundisa bomama ngento eyithile. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uQueen Vashti wabatshela ukuthi I'm not an object of display. Namhlanje sibona abantwana bethu behambaza amantombazana ethu, they become the object of display. Namhlanje we may say i-rape iningi kodwa uma sibheka ngendlela egqokwa ngayo nangendlela abadensa ngayo izinto ezenza ukuthi manje anything can happen bese siblame ukuthi manje why umuntu enze umhlola ongaka wokuthi ayodlwengula. Kodwa uthi uma ubheka izinto eziye zamprovoka eziye zamenza ukuthi afikelele kuleyo nto leyo ngani ngoba abantu besilisa abantu abathatheka lula. Ngithi manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi bangcwele sizo appreciate abantu abakwaziyo ukumela into yabo ngoba uQueen Vashti wazitshela ukuthi crown or no crown, I'm not going to expose my body. My body is important than this crown. Manje nezwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshela umzimba wethu ithempele likamoya engcwele akuthi ngengangukuthi siwuphathe noma kanjani, sigqoke noma kanjani. Manje nowadays women tolerating an abusive relationship. And esikhathini esiningi uthole ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lo muntu anaye urich manje amele noma yini ngoba ubambelele kulobu urich. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sizo appreciate abantu abasifundisile siyabantu besimame ukuthi sithi no. Manje to be appreciate bangcwele siyazi ukuthi ku-important kangakanani ngoba abantu bayazenza izinto ezinhle kube ngathi abenza ngalutho. Uma benza izinto ezimbi yizona ezivela kakhulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje to be appreciated bangcwele it's very important ngoba uma sibheka the book of Judges lapha ku Judges chapter 5 we find out ukuthi uJayel lo wabulala uSisera the angel came from heaven ithunyela uNkulunkulu phansi ukuthi ize izo appreciate uJayel and izobusisa nabafazi abebehlala ematendeni ngaleso sikhathi ngoba naye into ayenza uJayeli wenza into yokuthi ame nesizwe saka-Israyeli ngoba empeleni uma uSisera ebalekela khona lapha endaweni yaboJayeli wayebalekela khona ngoba eyazi ukuthi uJabin of Hazar uyena one-relationship nabo as a general but wabona lokuthi angeke ngimele into yomuntu ohlukumeza u-Israyeli ngime naye ngizoma nabantwana baka-Israyeli and izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi kwenzakala ukuthi uNkulunkulu amphe amandla ukuthi alwe abulale isitha ngoba noDeborah siyakhumbula washo kuBarak wathi uma Barak ningaphakami namadoda uNkulunkulu uyonikeza umama ini isibusiso sakhe uyonithathela isibusiso senu. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele ngithanda ukuthi namhlanje sithanda uku-appreciate bonke abomama ukuthi mama yima esikhaleni umele into e right engashifti kule ndawo kuyo ngoba ziningi izinto ezenza ukuthi umuntu abe discourage kube ngathi awenza ngalutho uNkulunkulu uyabona kuko konke imizamo oyenzayo wena ongumama imizamo emihle yokwakha umphakathi imizamo emihle yokwakha enkonzweni imizamo emihle yokwenza izinto ukuthi ziphumelele manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyakhumbula omunye umfazi owaba obedient azanga shifte noma kwakwenze njani namhlanje asimconsideri anything engaye ngani ngoba siyayicabangela ukuthi ngoba bekumfazi kaPontius Pilato but umfazi kaPontius Pilato she was bold enough ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu evela kuye bangcwele azanga sabe ukuthi manje lo nkulunkulu ovela kimi engingasi unkulunkulu wami ngizoma kanjani kwi-Roman government ngiyokhuluma lento unkulunkulu ayikhulumayo but she stood up wathi kumyeni wakhe uyazi lo muntu lo ekhuluma ngoJesu Kristu akanacala athi ngithole iphupho elingihluphayo lo muntu akanacala wakwazi ukumela iqiniso baningi abantu abasabayo ukuthi manje mangamela iqiniso manje ngizoluza istatus sam ngani ngoba siyathola ukuthi bekumfazi kaPontius Pilato owakwazi ukuma bangcwele wathi no kumyeni wakhe weme court wathi no lo muntu akanacala ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu ufikile kimi ebusuku manje ekseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje sibonga abantu abafana nalabo abalumela iqiniso noma kunjani ngoba nezwi kaNkulunkulu lapha kuZakha 23:23 lithi thenga iqiniso ungathengisi ngalo sometimes say silithengisa iqiniso ngani ngoba sisaba ukuthi bazothina abantu siyabona lapha kuMatthew 27 kuverse 19 wakhona sibona ukuthi bangcwele kulapho izwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshela ngaye ukuthi wathumela imessage court wathi esabhizi ehlele esitulweni sokujaja uPilato wathi no mayimele court lento eyenzakalayo uNkulunkulu akayifuni manje esikhathini sanamhlanje bangcwele ngithanda ukuthi sibonge uNkulunkulu ngabantu abafana nalaba ziningi izinto ezinhle bangcwele ezenziwe abantu kungashiwo lutho ngabo manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu uthembekile ngani ngoba uma ema ekhuluma wathi igazi lalomuntu malingachithakeleli kithi manje ekuseni sisakhuluma ngabo bomama abaye balimela iqiniso sibona bangcwele the young woman umakoti uJehoshiba was sensitive enough uma kwenzakala ukuthi kubulawa abantwana bamakhosi manje sibona yena ekwaziye uJehoshiba ukuthatha uJoab agijime naye ngani ngoba uAthaliya wayebulala bonke abantwana babukhosi but yena wabona ukuthi lo angeke lo wogcina ngeke ngani wababulala bonke manje kwase wayezama ukuprotector bazalwana isizukulwane ekufanele sithathe over as the king of Israel iyabona uma sibheka uJehoshiba uma wakhe kwakuhuye uJezebela ugogo wakhe kuhuye kuyibo boJezebela nabo Athaliya ebekuleyo family leyo kodwa yena wazama ukuphuma eceleni wenza into eright manje ekseni kwanamhlanje thola ukuthi bangcwele kukhona abantu abenze izinto ezinhle esingasho lutho ngabo njengoba izwi lisitshela laphayana ku-Second Chronicles ku-chapter 20 siyayezwa ngayo istori sika-Athaliya ukuthi namhlanje bakhona abomama abafana no-Athaliya ababulalayo bangcwele ngama-drugs babulala abantwana ngezinto eziningi ezingafanelekanga ngani ngoba nanamhlanje bangcwele bangengebulali ngenkemba njengo-Athaliya kodwa bayasibulala isizukulwana sabasha banamhlanje ngezinto abazenzayo manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyafunda bangcwele kuMatthew 15 laphayana ukuthi kukhona a Canaanite woman o cross ama border mangcwele uma ezwa ngo Jesu Christo eyofuna usizo on behalf of her daughter. Yiko lokho ngithi let us not give up ngabantwana bethu, and the Bible tells us ukuthi bangcwele ithe noma uJesu Christo ezama ukuthi kuye akwenzeki ukuthi manje isinkwa sabantwana sinikeze izinja. Waphendula lo mfazi wathi even the dogs they eat from the crumbs. Manje lokho bangcwele wama kungekho lula. Manje sibona ukuthi azange give up alalele unokwa Jesu. Into ayiphendula yena watshela uJesu Christ ukuthi noma i-children's bread ke mina ngizodla imvuthu zakhona. And ngempela ke bangcwele ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithole ukuthi ke manje kudingeka ukuthi sibabonge omama abafana nalabo abasikhuthazayo endleleni ukuthi le ndlela kudingeka abantu abane backbone, kudingeka abantu ababold, kudingeka abantu abawumela iqiniso, ngoba namhlanje amaqiniso abekho. Manje uNkulunkulu asisize namhlanje, siba appreciateile labo bantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyani appreciate njengoba wahlisa ingelosi ayo appreciate ababehlala lapha yana noJayeli wabusisa bonke abafazi kulondawo ababehlale tendeni. May God richly bless you. May God strengthen you in whatever oyenzayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukujabula. Manje uNkulunkulu uthembekile, hayi akhonto oyenzela mahala. Ngelinye lamalanga uNkulunkulu uyokubusisela lokho. Ungadeli, ungakhathali, qhubeka mama ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.